Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at all our closing grain market futures, and we'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about the news behind the markets right after this.
Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Extension small grain specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards believes that if you've been a wheat producer utilizing Duster in recent years, you may want to be thinking about a son of Duster in the future, Gallagher. It looks mighty good.
Gallagher is the closest thing we've ever had to a true Duster replacement because it grazes like Duster. It'll outproduce Duster in terms of forage production, Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance. So everything that Duster has with better disease resistance and improved seed size, improved yield potential. So if you're a Duster guy, I would really keep my eye on Gallagher in the coming years as something to replace those Duster acres.
You'll be able to watch it perform at a wheat variety trial plot location close to you this spring. Those trial plots are sponsored in part by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
We had a mixed board today with some months up, some months down. Overall, wheat was a little bit lower, corn a little bit lower, and then beans in the front month were higher, back months were lower. We had July corn down 9.5 cents at 640 even, September down 7.75 at 546 3/4. December was unchanged at 520 1/4. July soybeans were up 13 3/4 at 1478 1/4. August soybeans were down 3/4 at 1390 1/4. September was down 6 1/4 cents at 1288. And then new crop, November, were down 4 1/4 at 1220 3/4. Wheat futures were just a little bit lower across the board. We had July Chicago wheat down 4 3/4, September down 4 3/4, and then December was down 5 cents, and that closed at 703.5. And then looking at the Kansas City wheat futures, we were down 6.5 in July at 738.5. September's were down 4 3/4 at 745.5. And December, Kansas City was down 5 3/4 at 760. Another hard day down here in the cotton futures. We have July cotton down $1.92 at 83.86. And then December was down as well at 145, or down 145 at 84.15.
And we'll take a look at some news with Justin right after this.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Stegall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Justin, what were traders looking at today?
It was interesting to see how the spreads, the old crop, new crop spreads reacted today in the face of that planting progress report we had yesterday. So if you notice, July soybeans were down 9, and then the new crop December was unchanged. And that was the exact opposite of the soybeans. We had the July soybeans up 13 3/4, while the November beans were down 4 1/4. So we have a little bit of interesting twisting going on there, basically off the planting progress report. Yesterday, corn planting came in at 71%. It was about in line. The five-year average is 79%. Last week we had 28%, and then last year was 95%. So we're catching back up. They're saying that the last single week was the single biggest planting week on record. So that's just a huge amount of progress. Soybean planting came in at 24%. Last week they're at 6%, so good progress there. The five-year average for soybeans was 42%, so we're still behind the average, but we're getting a lot planted. Cotton planting was at 39% planted. Last week it was 23%, and last year 59%. The five-year average for cotton planting is 52%. So we're really behind on all the big crops this planting season, but we're making some good progress. If you look at the emerged on the corn, we were 19% emerged last year, or last week we were at 5%, and the five-year average is 46%, so we're significantly behind there. And then looking at soybeans, we were at 3%, where the five-year average is 14%. So overall, slow planting, also slow progress on the emerged side. And then you look at the wheat condition, and it was down again this week. We had good to excellent category for winter wheat, down 1% at 31%. Fair category was down 1% at 28%, and then the poor to very poor was up 2% at 41%. So overall, not a very good report across the board, and calls for some interesting spread action today in the futures.